Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to wherever you are listening in the world. I'm your host, Mitch Smitten, and this is episode 6 of In the Pocket with Mitch Smitten. This past week has been a roller coaster, so get those hands up because we are getting right into the pocket. UFC Vegas 48 Walker vs. Hill happened this past Saturday at the illustrious UFC Apex facility in Las Vegas, Nevada. After visa issues became an issue for one of the opponents in this weekend's original main event, Rafael Viziev vs. Rafael Dos Anjos, the highly contested light heavyweight matchup got bumped up to the main event. The two men had just about a week and a half to prepare for an extra two rounds, but the extra 10 minutes was not needed. Jamal Hill made quick work of Johnny Walker in the first round, landing a big right hand, sending Walker to the canvas. This is Hill's second first round knockout in 3 months, stamping himself as a real contender in the light heavyweight division. Another standout performance on the main card was lightweight veteran Jim Miller securing himself a second round TKO over the debuting Nicolas Mota. This was Jim Miller's 50th professional mixed martial arts fight, 38th Zuffa slash UFC fight, and his 23rd UFC win. An absolutely massive milestone for the 38-year-old veteran who's still taking out this generation's prospect this late into his career. Bellator 274 took place this weekend, and welterweight contender Andrei Korshkov won his bout against Chance Recounter by a vicious spinning back kick to the body. The wild spinning back kick left Andrei Korshkov's opponent in brutal condition. The kick caused Chance to suffer 5 broken ribs, a punctured lung, and a bruised kidney. An excellent finish, but a firm reminder on how dangerous combat sports can be. Now that we've recapped some of this weekend's highlights from the events that occurred, let's talk about what's next for the rising contender in Jamal Hill. Jamal Hill has made a serious argument for being as good as he says he is. With only one defeat on his record to fellow light heavyweight contender Paul Craig, Hill seems to only be on the rise after avenging that loss to Craig by both finishing Jimmy Crute and Johnny Walker in the first round. With only a handful of names in the light heavyweight rankings not being booked for any upcoming fights, it seems like Hill's options are looking like Volkan Oezdemir, Dominic Reyes, and or Anthony Smith. All of these matchups are super exciting for the fans and gives the light heavyweight division a chance to see some new blood at the top of the division, which is desperately needed for some time.
Send me a message, like location, I'm gonna come. Whatever you want, doesn't matter. Ireland, New York, Brooklyn, or Moscow, doesn't matter.
Now in this week's news, the Dagestan native Islam Makhachev vs. Bobby Green being set for this weekend after Beneil Dariush fell victim to injury just a week out from his main event matchup against Islam, it's clear this is a special type of main event. This bout will take place at a catchweight of 160 pounds, unlike the original matchup scheduled for lightweight, which is 155. The reason for this is due to Bobby Green's short notice of the matchup and not being able to make 155 in a healthy fashion before this Friday's weigh-in. This is Bobby Green's first main event in over 11 years, and it is his first main event in the UFC. Not only that, but he has been on the cusp of the top 15 for quite some time now, so to shoot up and fight the number 4 ranked Islam Makhachev in a 5-round fight on 10 days' notice is a real gangster move. There is without a doubt title implications on the line, as Islam will be riding a 10-fight win streak with a win over Bobby this weekend, and for Bobby to potentially steal that thunder, it would be almost criminal not to give him a shot at the title. All we know is this Clash of Styles matchup will have fans at the edge of their seat until the fight is over. We are just 8 days out from one of the biggest grudge matches of the past decade in all of combat sports live on pay-per-view. The two former best friends and roommates Colby Covington and Jorge Masvidal have a beef to settle where all the talk can be put to rest. The former training partners were a dynamic duo at one point in their careers, feeding off each other and growing together as martial artists. When both reached the pinnacle of success, Covington turned his signature persona up to another level, and that is where bridges started to burn. With outlandish trash talk, physical altercations, and everything in between, it's clear these two have business to settle. Both men are coming off a loss to the current welterweight champion, Kamaru Usman, and are looking to get back into the title picture with a win next Saturday. This event is one you can't miss, and it's all going down at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas at UFC 272. That is going to wrap things up for episode 6 of In the Pocket with Mitch Smitten. My question of the day for you is, have you ever taken any form of self-defense training? If so, what was it? As always, keep those hands up and chin down. I'm Mitch Smitten, and thank you for joining me in the pocket.